Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you can take. How your family or your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests from the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation. It's a mouthful. Susan Brugman's back with us. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron, for having us on.
Glad to have you with us. And Tracy Theodore is with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
First timer with us. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to learn a little bit, and maybe we can help a person or two. That's our goal. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or onsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to make save you money. I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me anytime, 800-306. Put this number in your phone. Don't forget. You're gonna forget anyway, so don't do it while you're driving. You might get in trouble with it. There are new laws for this out of the 1st of January. But if you happen to think of it, put the number in your phone, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, National Oysters Rockefeller Day. Now, having beaten anorexia, I will be indulging. I'm not sure where, but I'll find them. You know, gone to the Oyster Bar yet? I don't know if you've checked that one out. Right over there, if you're in Anaheim, Orange County, or any place near a train station, you can get there very simply. The Oyster Bar at the Arctic Center, really good. And it's not just oysters. I was a little concerned because, I'd probably take a couple hundred oysters to fill up somebody my size. And no, they got a lot of good stuff there. So just sharing that information with you. Checking the markets this morning. There's a lot going on in the markets. It's pretty funny. You watch what's going on in the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 50 point oil, down 54 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury, fairly flat at 2.375. Why would I say that's funny, though? It's kind of interesting watching what's going on because a lot of news coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, and some of it I just find a little humorous. We'll get that in a second because I do want to mention, in addition to all the other things that we've got going on right now, the celebrations we've got going on now, we are in the midst of National Mentoring Month. Take an opportunity to go and help somebody. Just a thought there. If you want some more information on National Mentoring Month, I can get that for you. Research shows that young people who grow up with a mentor have greater chances for success and are 52% less likely than their peers to skip school, 55% more likely to enroll in college, 46% less likely than their peers to start using illegal drugs, and 130% more likely to leadership positions. Think about that. With all that being said, don't you think it's a good idea for mentors? Get out there and help serve. We've had some folks come in here talking about service, and it's pretty interesting, and it's a lot of success coming through service. Just throwing that out there for you. Speaking of service, there's a serviceman that probably should not get a lot of our praise right now, Esteban Santiago. You know Esteban, yeah, he's the line ball in Fort Lauderdale that was the mass shooter recently. Think about this one. Why did he pick Fort Lauderdale? And because there is, we talk about the gun bans and all these other issues going on. Did you hear why he picked Fort Lauderdale? It's just coming out now. It was an easier target. His original plan was to go to Times Square for New Year's, and he heard there was going to be a lot of people with guns there called police officers, law enforcement. Didn't want to get involved with them, so he went to the airport where he wouldn't have to deal with any of that. Unbelievable. And we want to talk about more gun control. Just amazes me. I've talked to law enforcement officers all the time. I've yet to find one of them who's been able to answer this one simple question or give us an affirmative answer to it. You see, it creates another law for a criminal who, by definition, breaks the law. If they think they follow the law about gun bans, it doesn't make any sense. But, it's kind of the way it is in our society nowadays. Talking about not making sense. I find it very interesting when you watch what our elected officials are doing. Representative William Lacey Clay. William Lacy Clay. Yeah.
You're absolutely useless.
And he is the Missouri Democrat. How about this one? He held an art competition. Now, I don't know who it was that did the voting on this competition from this slime ball, but he comes up. The winner is a piece of garbage that's depicting law enforcement officers as pigs. And then he hangs it in the Capitol, the United States Capitol. Really? And I'm very thankful Duncan Hunter took the thing down. And now they want to have Mr. Clay, or this jerk, wants to have Mr. Hunter arrested for taking it down, saying it doesn't belong in the U.S. Capitol complex. I'd love to see a GoFundMe account that says that to find legal representation for Mr. Hunter. Unbelievable. Where do these people come up with this stuff? He's supposed to be a representative and a leader in our country, Mr. Clay, and this is the type of thing that he does. You just got to wonder, and then you wonder where we get these other people who come out and shoot others, or yesterday, two law enforcement officers losing their lives. Unbelievable when you've got this kind of leadership. Speaking of leadership, did you watch any of the confirmation hearings this morning? You gotta get up early and watch these things. And I have no life, so I did get up early. I watched some of this. Our state senator, United States senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. You gotta love this. She's on the Oversight Committee. She questions Jeff Sessions. What's her first question she wants to know about? And she's asking about sex trafficking. I understand it's a problem. Think about that one. Is there a little bit of an oxymoron there? Am I the only one that finds this a little disturbing that the United States Senator from California would be asking about this line? Yet I did not hear her with any kind of pushback to the governor or to her own party when they decriminalized child prostitution in the state of California. Just amazing. You can't make this stuff up. You got to listen to it. It wasn't me. I didn't make it up. It came from Dianne Feinstein directly. Moving right along. Did you watch the unbelievable? Most people are probably watching football during the Golden Globes. That would probably be the logical thing to watch. But, you know, I did see that garbage from Meryl Streep come out in her commentary. Pretty interesting, though, that Dana White hit back now. He's the founder of MMA, and I love his quote. It's not going to be everybody's thing, and the last thing in the world that I would expect is an uppity 80-year-old lady to be in our demographic and love mixed martial arts, was the quote from Mr. White to TMZ in response to Meryl Streep's outrage, or her get over it, Meryl, you lost, you're done. You're old. Get rid of it. And why do we want to use these Golden Globes as a area for us to make political speeches? Do you wonder why some of these shows are starting to fall in ratings? Of course, then again, it is NBC, and we know what NBC does. They're basically, that's the station of Brian Williams. Think about that concept. You know of how accurate he is, right? Just a thought right there. Hey, tonight, what are you doing? What is that? 4 o'clock this afternoon, California time, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Holy cow, we might finally get, well, I doubt it, but it's called a farewell speech, the president's farewell speech. Hopefully it'll be the last speech we hear from him, but I doubt it. I can't believe, you know, he talks about the narcissism of Donald Trump, but you got to wonder if he's any more or less self. Spotify is looking to hire him. Now, Spotify, the online music source, I wonder if he's going to start singing to us next. I hope not. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, this is your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what is a family justice center? What do they do? Who do they serve? We're going to talk about it. You need a professional on your team when buying a home. We'll chat about that. Reverse mortgages as a financial planning article? Of course it is, if you understand them. And some real estate trends for 2017, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, connect.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter, Ron Siegel. and miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, even a reverse mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They're even coming out with a down payment assistance program. Think about that concept. 0.5% as the down payment for a home. Can you calculate that small of a number, 0.5%? That's like $2,000 on a $400,000 house. Just did that math for you real quick. There's the thought process for you. There are a lot of articles coming out now on the reverse mortgage and using that as a financial planning tool. We've been talking about that for several years on Ron Siegel Radio. I did study the reverse mortgage quite a bit. I have a good enough product that mom has a reverse mortgage. I love the product. There's a lot of good things that you can do from financial planning. How about cutting your tax liability or managing your tax liability by using a reverse mortgage? Have you thought about that one? How about managing that 401k or IRA distribution taxes, the required mandatory distribution times? There's a use for the reverse mortgage there. How about healthcare services? How about, now I don't know anybody. We're going to be talking this at the Senior Symposium January 21st. I have no knowledge of any individual that had forewarning or a reservation for Alzheimer's, dementia, or any other cognitive diseases. No one told them ahead of time, hey, you know, you're going to get this when you're 70. Well, using a reverse mortgage and having that in place well in advance, you don't have to take the money. That's a misconception. But having it ready, it's like a standby line of credit that can help you with healthcare needs. Think about some of these ideas. Again, I've shared with you many, many times, a free and clear home is the highest risk investment you can possibly have. Let's chat about it. If you have questions, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Then I can put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. He can tell you even more than the information I am sharing with you. That is the Mortgage Minute today, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. We're going to start our conversation. Our friends from the Orange County Family Justice Center are with us today. Tracy Thor is with us, first time with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Repeat offender, Susan Brugman's with us.
I'm very happy to be here also.
Glad to have you. You know, I love learning about the center and what you're doing over there. And so give us a little bit of an overview of what the Family Justice Center does.
Absolutely. The Orange County Family Justice Center is a collaboration of 16 government agencies and nonprofits that provide the resources for victims of family violence. So we're talking about victims of child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, elder and dependent abuse. And so in one place, we have many of the resources that the victims need to deal with this type of crime slash trauma and get beyond it.
So if somebody, is it the victim that comes to you? Is it a community member that comes to you? How does that process start?
Well, certainly victims come to us for sure. We are definitely one of the ways in which victims get help. So a victim can come immediately to the Family Justice Center. We have specialized detectives there, victim advocates that will immediately triage their situation and bring the resources to bear on their particular situation and make sure that they get the things that they need in order to get out of their home or get to a shelter or get, you know, financial assistance, get counseling. The Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation, which is what I'm affiliated with, is one of the collaborative partners. And we do two things. We provide direct victim assistance. So that looks like adopt families for the holidays, back to school. Many, if not most of our victims that come through our doors are leaving their homes with not much more than what's on their back, right? So they need clothes, they need food, they need kind of immediate needs. So we provide kind of stuff. And then the other big thing that the foundation does is empowerment and violence prevention programs. So we have classes starting at the age of 5 that go all the way into adulthood that teach empowerment, self-esteem, how to deal with stress. For younger children, it's, you know, schoolyard bullying, how to have healthy relationships, boundaries, those types of things, so that children, and then as we get into adulthood, we learn how to deal with the stresses of life in a healthy, productive way.
So do you, as a center, are you going out to some of the schools to talk about, like you mentioned bullying, you go out to some of the schools to talk about that? Because, I mean, the victim, he's the one that's having to deal with it, but he's not correcting it because it's somebody else's bullying.
Right. So our programs are taught at the center. Our programs are taught in schools, community centers, apartment complexes. Anywhere there's a need, we try to teach the program. So there are classes. Typically, we teach them for 10 to 15 weeks with groups of 15 to 20 kids or adults, if it's an adults program, all throughout Orange County.
Interesting. And so this being Mentoring Month, are you feeling, after the 15 weeks is up, easy for me to say them. I got to get another drink or something. I must not have had enough wine this morning, but I'm not speaking clearly. But after 15 weeks, you know, some of these programs that are 15-week programs, is there a mentoring program or is there continuing education? I know I spoke to, I've had a lot of work with Chris Magison at the Solutions for Change Homeless, and he said one of the big problems that he discovered when he was solving homelessness in North San Diego was the recidivism rate. Mm-hmm. And found that, you know, if you have a continuing education, so to speak, that kind of helps that along the way. Are you finding the same issues?
Absolutely. We know that family violence is a cycle, right? So this is a learned behavior. And so it can be unlearned, or these behaviors can be taught. And so mentoring is such a powerful tool. And so certainly children and adults that have experienced this type of crime or violence would benefit from mentoring. I think we'd all benefit from mentoring, honestly. Who
sure.
could use a mentor, right?
Absolutely.
But, and this group in particular, and kids in particular, I think, really benefit from mentoring. I think the statistics certainly prove that out. So we are implementing a mentoring program. We started in the fall with training our mentors. We will start with 15 mentors and 15 young people. Mentees. We went out to a number of different organizations in Orange County to try and take best practices of other mentoring programs and try to create one that works for our population. And so we are excited to start. We will have our first pairing this month to start with a year commitment from both mentors and mentees starting in February.
How does that differ from what Big Brothers and Big Sisters are doing?
Well, I couldn't really speak to the program of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, so I don't really know what their commitment or what their program is necessarily. We are a mentor.
That makes two of us, because I don't either.
I know it's a fabulous program. I know they have bigs and littles and
prepared
for quite a long time. We're asking for a year commitment, and our program is based on a program that the Orange Unified School District utilizes, and it's called the 40 Development Assets. So that'll be kind of the basis of our mentoring curriculum, so to speak, and so that will be what we'll start with anyway and help our youth kind of expand on that.
Nice. And Susan, we've talked a little bit in the past about finances.
Yes.
Right? Every one of these programs always come down to finances, right? The more you have, the more you can do.
That's exactly right. So we are always looking for people to donate. Certainly we like people donating their time and talent. We also like them donating their treasure as well.
Right. Well, some people, it's interesting because there's place for everything, right? There's those people that have money but no time. There's people that have time but no money. And I'm sure the foundation can use both.
That's exactly right. And I would like to point out that all of the services that the center offers and all of the programs that Tracy has just talked about are free. There is no charge to any of the victims that come in. We do all that. So, but it isn't really free because we have to pay for our facilitators and supplies and things like that. So we always need
no free lunch.
No free lunch. Not really. Right.
And to offer more services, you end up needing more money.
No, that's exactly right. And we've been expanding. It's so exciting. When we first started, we were out canvassing the area. No one knew about us and knew what programs we had. So we were going out and finding families to come in. And little by little, you know, word of mouth, they were so thrilled with what they were learning. The parents were so excited and we've kind of grown with that to the point that now we have organizations and people coming to us saying, can you please bring your classes to us? We have this group here, or this after school group there that really could benefit from these programs. And we love to be able to go to them, but you can only do so many because we only have so much money and so many facilitators. In order to continue to grow, we need more funding. So
have you set up any, a GoFundMe site or Facebook funds, or what are you doing there?
Well, we actually do have a new site that is up, and you can donate online. You can go to the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation page and their donations page right there. You can donate online. We have many fundraising events throughout the year that people can attend, and there obviously are ways to help fund it. And
well, we'll have to make sure we get some of those, some of the dates of some of the events. I thought I saw there's something coming up fairly soon. I don't have it in front of me.
On April 23rd, we'll be having an event at the Brea Improv. We have an annual Laugh It Off event. So we bring in the Improv brings in some great comedians and are very generous with sharing the revenue from that event. And so that's a great fundraiser and just a fun event for the community. And that will be April 23rd in Brea at the Improv.
As a finance person, I listen to you say April 23rd and Laugh It Off. So we've got property taxes due April 10th, income taxes due April 15th, and by the 23rd, we're going to be laughing it off.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be really laughing at that time, but we'll be wanting to laugh.
Better than the alternative.
Absolutely. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More on the Orange County Family Justice Center. Yes, I think there's probably a Family Justice Center in San Diego for you there as well. We'll talk about more about the Orange County version, though. And you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Don't forget the archives, ronsiegelradio.com archives, about 400 or 500 broadcasts right there. You can check any of the prior broadcasts out. There's a search button, all that good stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within our market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. That is the program that we set up for our military, active, retired, reserve, law enforcement, all first responders. Think about that. There are real estate professionals, there are lawyers, there are mortgage people, appraisers, escrow companies, title companies, all waiting to give discounts to our heroes. Sometimes as much as $10,000 or $15,000 in discounts. All done legally, all done above board. All you have to do is go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify, and get in on the program. professional on your team is the subject when buying a home. Think about this. There's a lot of folks that will try to do things on their own. When you're buying a house, especially in Southern California, now I know it's funny, I listened to one of the big time radio guys, and he's based in Knoxville, Tennessee. I think their median home price in Knoxville, Tennessee is about the same as our down payments in Orange County, California. Just a thought. So the idea here is that you're probably not dealing always in the same apples and oranges or apples and apples when you're talking about the programs that are available, the programs that you need, and the guidance that you need. One size does not fit all. I'm going to suggest that you need professional guidance regardless of where you are. If you're talking about a home in La Quinta, California, it's not going to have the same needs and the same, qualifications, so to speak. Your conditioning system in La Quinta or Palm Springs might be a little different than Newport Beach. Just a thought right there. The temperatures could be a little different. You don't need to heat a pool in La Quinta. You don't need to cool the pool in Fulton. Just the way it is. So you might want to have a professional working with you. There are a lot of different items going on. Skilled negotiators, understanding where the pitfalls are. I had a conversation with a lady here in Brea. Been in real estate, I believe, 40 years as a broker, 47 years as a real estate licensee. And her comment to me was, Ron, there's always an issue. There's always a hiccup in every real estate transaction. The difference between the person that's done no transactions and somebody that's been doing 40 years, they know how to navigate those issues. So if you want to meet somebody that's great in real estate, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Yes, I do have a license. No, I do not use it. That's not what I do because when it came to me needing somebody to help me with a real estate transaction, actually it was helping my mom with a real estate transaction, I found somebody as a professional to help her instead of me trying to figure out if I could do it on my own. I suggest you do the same. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. We're going to continue our conversation, learning a little bit today about the Orange County Family Justice Center and the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation, both causes that we didn't really understand. It's a secret out there. There's a lot of people that are out needing services, and they don't know where they can turn. Unfortunately, we've got the abuse. We've got household abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, all these different issues. It can affect anybody. I had a guest in here just recently, and dear friend of mine, and I know he's going through a lot of trials and tribulations. I'm not going to mention his name, but he shared his son said that he doesn't want to live anymore. What do you do in a case like that? That becomes scary, and it's not like it's a destitute family, a very nice family, hardworking family, very, very, God-loving family. It can happen anywhere. You just wonder where are places you can go to at least get educated. So I'm going to ask the ladies here, can you get educated with something like that through the Justice Center, where you go, what you do?
Well, the Family Justice Center specifically deals with family violence. So we don't deal with things that are experiencing such serious issues as that. Very different serious issues, not that particular issue. The Family Justice Center specifically deals with family violence. So we do have counseling. Counseling is one of the services that we do offer through a number of different organizations free at the center, but it's specific to folks that have experienced family violence.
Speak about some of the educational services that you're doing, because I think that sometimes education is the first step of breaking a cycle. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's exactly right, and that's exactly our part of our motto is that we would like to break the cycle of violence. A lot of these families, it's a learned behavior that from generation to generation that they don't even know anything different. They don't know a different lifestyle at all. So with our healthy living classes that we do for the children and the empowerment classes, it shows them there is a different way to live. You do not have to live with violence. You do not have to accept violence. And they can even actually identify what it is. We have people, women have come into our women's programs. They did not even know they were abused. They did not realize what was going on was abuse.
That's amazing.
Yes, exactly. And it's like the light dawns and then they go, oh my gosh, I, I, I don't have to live like this. And we also have the services to show them all the skills and things that they need to learn so that they can become independent of that.
How do you deal with the kids that have these issues? I mean, obviously, I always look at these because I have a niece that was abused. My sister adopted from Orangewood or someone where it was where she was adopted from, but ended up. I mean, I put on a song just on my phone, and she really it triggered something. And I found out later on that it was apparently when she was being abused, they were playing that in the background.
Oh.
Are there education things? Is that something that's beyond the scope of what the foundation or the center is doing? Or are there classes there that can maybe help her progress through or understand?
Well, certainly we do have folks at the center that specialize in counseling and therapy for children. Absolutely. And, you know, it's a very long-term issue that, she, you know, she will, you know, she can be with.
How about dealing with somebody like the uncle? Yeah. Right? Because, I mean, we don't understand how to communicate the right way to get through to them. Is there education for the family support, you know, support groups for families as well?
At the center, it's more specific to the victims and kind of the parents of the folks that this has happened to. Trying to think. Our programs specifically are about empowerment and violence prevention. So we know that very often folks that are victims of family violence are either going to become victims again or they're going to repeat that type of violence, right? It's a learned behavior.
Right.
So,
and that's what we're all trying to do is get these people that are victims to be productive and live a productive, enjoyable life.
Right. And be able to teach healthy lifestyle to their children, right? It's
sure.
They repeat the healthy stuff. So at the foundation specifically, we have two kids programs, one starting at the age of 5 that goes to 12 called Kids Creating Change. And that, like we talked about, it's, you know, kids' issues, but, you know, healthy living, empowerment, self-esteem. And then we have one called Real Teens, Real Talk, which are for 13 to 18-year-olds that's taught at high schools, community centers, et cetera. And then we have a program called Parents Creating Change for adults who have experienced family violence or who may be at risk or who may not necessarily self-identify but think they could use help in parenting. And then, you know, often we'll have folks come through the program and realize that what they thought was normal really isn't normal,
right.
And you know, is abuse. And so it's really empowering, and it's those types of tools that we try to teach. So
Real Teens, Real Talk, what is that?
Real Teens, Real Talk.
I love the name. I just saw it on the list here. What is Real Teens, Real Talk?
So that is the program that focuses on our teenagers. It's an empowerment and violence prevention program that discusses relevant issues for teens. So, you know, teens are starting to date. Teens need to understand healthy relationships. Teens need to understand boundaries, right? What's healthy for them? How to deal with stress? What's physical fitness? College prep, perhaps? Or what do they want to do once they get out of high school? Kind of thinking down the road, kind of forward planning, all those kinds of things. Anything that a teen, you know, is dealing with, we try to address that they have healthy tools in order to deal with whatever issues or stress they may have, because they may not be getting those healthy tools at home.
And that's still in the scope of from the individuals that have been abused or have some sort of an issue in their background, or is that?
You know what, our programs, folks that come through the center, we share information about our programs with everybody that comes through our center, but we also do our programs at lots of locations in the community for folks that may not necessarily self-identify, but may be at risk, or just maybe in communities where there's violence in community, or in their high school, or in their school, or anything like that. We're trying to get ahead of it, so we're talking about prevention, really. So not everybody or not every child that comes through our programs would be a child that would say they'd had violence in their past. But we'd like to prevent it from happening.
Right, so. And many of them, like you say, are high-risk students, and they have, even if they have not experienced it themselves, they may have witnessed other people experiencing it.
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing.
One of the commendations you have to look at from the center is the fact that I know one of the events that I was at where people are coming back and giving back to the center once they've already graduated through programs.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge testament to the success of what you're doing. I mean, it seems to me, how much better does it get if somebody's willing to come back and give back? Then they must have seen some tremendous value or benefit to their life. We're going to talk more about that When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also talk about some big real estate trends to watch for in 2017. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Call up our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. If there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities, you just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You got a credit report, and it is wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is as well. Credit Sanitizer, they've got some solutions for you. You got to stick with it. You got to be looking at your credit report at least twice a year, even though you think you might have corrected some errors on there. Somehow they seem to come back, and I've shared this many times. The Bureau's 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC. They don't care. Got fined just recently. I was sharing with you what $30 million, but they make billions of dollars. I don't know about you. I'd trade millions for billions if I had the millions to trade to get the billions. That's what the bureaus are doing. So just remember that. Real estate trends to watch in 2016. Mixed use, not suburban, is some of the communities that we're looking at. I was at the Chapman University
economic forecast. Most of the new permits that are coming out in Orange County are for mixed-use buildings, the four-story condos or townhomes or lofts or whatever they want to call them. The idea that millennials, they want to be living and not having to deal with cars and yards and live above work, get right by the public transportation. That's a new one. Then they want to go to the move-up property. Forget the starter homes. They want to be in the move-up property right after they leave the loft. Think about that idea. I find it fascinating watching what some of these areas are going to. The millennial generation might grab the headlines, but it won't be long before the Gen Z reaches the market. They're teenagers now, but generations is almost on the cusp of being able to buy homes. We've talked about some of the down payment assistance programs that are out there. They've got their own desires, their own ideas of what they're looking for. The market's going to be changing. Think about this one. I mean, I remember when I was looking at properties, you had to talk to a real estate agent. You had to get information from an agent, and then you'd hope they had decent pictures. Now we're looking at drones giving us pictures. And if you want to get information on properties, get your own website that has customized information that you put in there, just text the word NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. We've got a site set up there. No advertising, and you can get that information for yourself. Then go to the real estate professionals to get the assistance you need. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by CritSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, learning about the Family Justice Center, Orange County Family Justice Center, and the foundation. So we've still got a lot to learn here. We're talking this morning. Susan Brigman and Tracy Theodore are in the studio with us to learn more. Dance classes.
Absolutely.
I remember that one from, I think, the luncheon that I was at, that you were talking about some of the young people doing dance classes. That's a way of therapy, I guess. Learning a positive environment.
A positive environment and keeping the children engaged, giving them another way to connect, and we can kind of help keep in their minds what they've learned when they've gone through the program. And it's just another way of healthy living also. A lot of fun. We have she does it all year long, I think.
Absolutely.
Lisa Kazakos teaches it all year long, and then she puts on this big Motown presentation as kind of the culmination of their year of dancing. It's quite the production. You can probably speak to it. You were there last year.
It's an amazing production, actually, in a public park.
Okay.
Actually,
nice.
Last summer at an amphitheater in Anaheim, Pearson Park. Ha! It came to
nice. Me. Okay.
So, you know, it's another way that we try to stay connected to the kids. So once the kids go through our programs, we've tried to add kind of ancillary programs to keep them connected and keep them in positive activities and around folks that are positive and looking to grow and lead healthy lives, et cetera. So dancing is one of those.
You know something, I think that anything you can do with the kids to keep them in a positive environment, I call it maybe just because I'm old, I call it a sheltered environment.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's a lot out there right now. There's a lot of poor influences.
Absolutely. And being around positive people and people that want to do good things and surround themselves with good people and good ideas is, you know, good for all of us and good for kids for sure. And so the dance class is one of those ways. We also have a youth advisory board. So that's another way that we kind of
getting some leadership in them,
get some of the kids that really want to stay involved to kind of act as ambassadors in the community and kind of spread the word and get more kids involved. And they put on a number of different youth led events throughout the year at the center, which is a great, you know, experience for them in terms of developing leadership skills, et cetera, but also really good for the community. We do college prep camps in the summer. We partner with the YMCA to send kids to summer camp in the summer as well. And so we're always trying to think of ways to keep the kids involved, you know, once they've gone through our programs for sure.
Right. And we usually take them on a trip to the beach every year, which many of the children have never made it to the ocean before, when they go to the tide pools and have a class about that. And
that just amazes me when you were saying that during the break, that you've got some of the young people that live 20 minutes from the beach and they've never been there.
Yes, they don't even have, well, they don't have transportation. Their families don't have transportation, nor do they have the time or ability to do something like that. So that's extremely special for them. And I think it also just opens their eyes to so many other opportunities of things that they can do with their life as they grow up.
It's amazing. Well, you know, so that's a perfect segue.
So there's a scholarship, a new scholarship.
Yes, there is a new scholarship. We're so excited to announce that we have the Lieutenant James Kazako Scholarship that will be presented for, I think, at the end of the spring this year to one student to start their college career. And as Tracy mentioned, we're going to be having, we always do the college prep classes, and in conjunction with that, now we're going to be able to, and I think it's just one, or we haven't exactly decided how we're going to do it. We may do more than one child, depending on how many people will donate to the scholarship fund, which you can also do online with the donation.
Takes a village.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a village. And so we're just very excited that we are able to even further help the next stage of our students' lives. So
now it sounds like there's a family affair going on at the Justice Center, because you mentioned the scholarship, Lieutenant James Kazakos, and if I overheard properly, the dance instructor.
It's his wife. Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, they are very involved. They have, they just have such wonderful hearts for all of this, for all of the children and just the families, and they love to stay connected. So we know, even though Lieutenant Kazakos has retired, he has not retired from being involved and helping support all these families. His wife is still teaching the classes, so we're very happy about that.
They're great role models. It
they
takes
are.
All of us, really. This, you know, it's a nonprofit, and everything is offered at no charge to the folks that come through, so it takes the community to support it. And James and Lisa Kazakos are perfect examples of not only folks that work in that field, but then their personal time is spent also giving back.
So now, Susan, you got to clear up a little confusion for me, because I put into the super secret website I talk about all the time, google.com, and I put in there Orange County Family Justice Center, and I see Anaheim Family Justice Center.
Okay.
Just Anaheim?
No, absolutely not. When we first started, it was the Anaheim Family Justice Center, but we always had the vision that we wanted to serve more than just Anaheim. We wanted to serve the entire county, and we have since reached out into, we've still in pretty much North County, but we're looking at starting to move towards South County also. And it was 3 years ago now, I believe, that we were able to change and become the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation.
Okay, and I'm looking at OCFJCFoundation.org. Yes. That's the place where we get to donate money?
That's absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to make sure we put that a link to that on the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page. See if we can generate some excitement about money there. Does that tell us about what's going on at the center, or is there a different website for this one for the foundation and one for the services?
Absolutely. So the one for the foundation, which you just mentioned, the OCFJCFoundation.org, is specific to the foundation. So that will share this event, services, et cetera, offered by the foundation. And then the Orange County Family Justice Center .org also has their own website, and that also, that will explain the various different services and partner agencies that are at the center and available to anybody.
Okay, so I heard that there's I'm going to have to really get in on this one.
Let's
the
it.
Laugh It Off.
Yeah.
Laugh, talk about Laugh It Off. That's coming up in April.
Off event is one of our bigger events of the year. The Bray Improv is super generous and opens up on a Sunday afternoon and brings in some hilarious comics. And so in conjunction with their comics, we do a small silent auction, as well as
proceeds from the tickets are shared.
That's
with,
right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So it's a
so
great
community
event.
Helping.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And it's just, it's a really fun, and I might want to add that it's fairly, it's not for children, but it is more of a family friendly afternoon of jokes. I don't know how to say that.
Okay. Family friendly, but not for children. Okay, we'll read into that one.
It is 18 and older.
Yes, that's
okay,
what I want to say.
Go.
18
so,
and older, but.
So I can bring my children, being that the youngest is 22, so we're okay there.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And we'll let him pay some money too that way. What's the cost for that? Is there tickets on the site?
You know what? Tickets are not yet available.
Okay.
Tickets are typically. $30.
They're $1,000 each, and just send extra money if you want to.
There
exactly.
you go. Love it.
A great cause. That's the bottom line, is helping out a great cause in the community. You know, help kids. If we can help the kids, that's the foundation of where we all start. That's where our community starts. If we can help the kids break this cycle of it's us adults that do some, not us particularly, but it's adults that do some of these dumb things. And if we can get kids to break this and help women in these situations, it's all good. So donate money, donate time, donate. We'll put the information right there on the Facebook page. Go there and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my mantra, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.